Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 62. Hello there, and it's St. Patrick's Day. It's Sunday, and it's a beautiful Sunday. It says it's about 69 degrees, but it feels a little cooler. Okay? Okay. And it's St. Patrick's Day, and I don't really know what St. Patrick's Day really is. I think it had something to do with, he was an Irish guy in Ireland who got rid of the snakes or reduced the amount of snakes. And they must have had some kind of snake problem. There was probably a lot of snakes around. And somehow he was able to get rid of them. And so I guess, I don't know if the Catholic Church made him a saint. I guess in order to be called a saint, doesn't the Catholic Church have to make you a saint? Although some people, you know, can say, that guy's a saint. You know, when you're talking about somebody, that guy's a saint. You know, that guy, he's a saint. And that's not the Catholic Church. That could be a Jewish guy like me. But I'm assuming he's a Catholic, he's a saint. That guy's a saint. They said, you know, when he got rid of the snakes, they go, that guy's a saint. You don't get many people like him. And so now every year on March 17th, you celebrate this wonderful holiday by getting drunk, drinking lots of alcohol, and turning beer green. Everything becomes green. Somebody asked me the other day, are you going to wear green on Sunday? I don't know. I don't even know if I own any green. Well, I got a popcorn bag here. I'm looking. It's got some green in it. I got a vitamin bottle. Maybe I'll tape a popcorn bag to my head and walk outside and go, top of the morning to y'all. That's my Irish impression. I love when they always say, when people do Irish impressions, they always say, top of the morning. I'm assuming top of the morning means hello or good morning. Anyway, if you are going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, do it safely and drink responsibly. I always like when they say, drink responsibly. You know, I used to drink alcohol. I'm a sober guy now. I don't drink alcohol. I had an issue with alcohol and drugs. And, you know, I never, you know, to tell me to drink responsibly or take cocaine responsibly, snort it up until your membranes in your nose disappear, until you're in a, drink responsibly. I don't know. Anyway, if you can drink responsibly, and many people can. Many people can just, you know, have a drink or two and just leave it at that. I am not one of them, okay? And I don't judge anybody. Don't judge me. I don't judge. Anyway, which brings me to, you know, I don't do too much topical stuff, but, well, this past week they elected a new pope. Which, you know, I don't really understand how they come up with the candidates, what the requirements are. I didn't really look it up. And, I mean, do they campaign? Is it like a presidential campaign? If I'm elected pope, I will make sure that all the incense in the churches will be purple. And every Sunday, the masses will come to the masses. And then we'll eat with the classes. I don't really know, but they do, the popes do, they come up with a new name. When you become a pope, it's like you get a stage name, like the old Hollywood movie stars. This one's called, I think, Francis? Something like that. And I'm waiting for the first hip-hop pope. Yo, 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 I'm the hip-hop pope, and it's very dope. I like to use a rope. And then I mope. That's how I cope. When I ski, I'm on a slope. And more rhymes that I hope will make you think that I know what I'm doing. A hip-hop pope. That would be cool. Anyway, congratulations to the new pope. I hope you, whatever. I don't really know what the pope does. I know he's the head of the Catholic Church. And God love you. You know, as a Jewish person, now I'm not a religious Jew, I'm a cultural Jew. You know, I'm into the, you know, I love the culture. I love many cultures. And I don't know, you know, in the Jewish religion, we don't have a pope. You know, we should have a pope. We couldn't call him the pope. What would we call him? The rabbi with the most hope. I don't know. Anyway, I was going to say. So, you know, throughout the week, I make notes regarding my podcast and stand-up things. And I very often do it in shorthand. And I came across today, and what I do is when I go to put my podcast together, give you a little behind the scenes here, folks. I put the podcast together, and I go over my notes, and I put them in a sort of a sequential order, or I just put a bunch of things down, and then I do most of them or all of them. And I came across a note today while I was preparing for the podcast that said, "Eat this website." Have no idea what this means. I know that I do have a reputation for being a little bit obsessed or somewhat obsessed with food. And somehow I came up with the idea that I should eat either my website or somebody's. I don't know. I think, I remember now. Now I know. There's a website that says eat this, not that. And it's just a very user-unfriendly website. And, like, it'll say, you know, find out the five foods that can make you very healthy. And then you click it, and you don't know where to go. You click into it, and it's like, it doesn't take you to where it said it was going to take you. It takes you somewhere else. That was that. Eh, you know what? It wasn't worth it. Oh, okay. I was trying to figure that out. It just came to me where, okay, I got it. I get it now. So I ran to an old comedian friend of mine over at the Whole Foods Market. And it's so funny. She was staring at the ice cream. And rolled up on her and said, I said something like, you know, get away from the ice cream. And she turned. Like, you know, mortified, like, oh, my God, somebody, she goes, she started laughing when she saw me. She goes, I thought somebody was judging me, thought I was too fat, and they were saying, get away from the ice cream, which would be, I guess would be the reaction maybe I would have if somebody did that to me. I wasn't thinking about that. I was just playing, but I said, no, you're not, she's not fat at all. Have as much ice cream as you want until you get fat, and then back off. And then she mentioned to me, I love it, she mentioned to me that she's got to, you know, I've got to listen to your podcast. You know, and I said, well, if you like to, you don't have to, it's not like a requirement for anything, to get a job or to live your life happily. You could probably live your life pretty satisfactorily and never listen to one episode of my podcast. Although I do believe that people that do listen to my podcast actually lead happier, more productive lives. Not me necessarily. Anyway, just kidding. So she said, I got to do it. And then she did the thing that always makes me realize that people, they're never going to do it, or it's just like, stop it with with your ignorance about computers and technology. She goes, well, how do you? I mean, I don't know. Do I just go to Facebook and then do you click on your profile? The hang? She turned into Jerry Lewis. Did you hang the hang? You know, and just go to my website, www.alberman.com. Click that. You'll see the podcast button and hit that. And then, you know, and then if you can access it. Now, here's the thing I just found out. I've got a neighbor in my building who's a techie, and he came down yesterday. And I remember, I don't know if you've been listening to my podcast for a long time, you know, I have not been able to get into the iTunes store. And many people have contacted me saying they can't access my my podcast. It seems like if you have an Apple product, you've got no problem. But if you've got a Droid phone or a PC, people have not been able to. Well, I found out yesterday one of the reasons is that my files, my files are not MP3 files, which I guess would be the proper file to have, though, so that everybody can listen to them. So we did a little experiment and converted one of the pot episodes into MP3. But then we've got to go into I use this program called iWeb, and he's got to do some investigation into that in order to figure out something. It's all very complicated, but I think we're closer now. I'm closer now than I've ever been to solving the problem of why people can't access my podcast and why I can't get into the iTunes store. And I'm going to have to contact, there's a handful of people I remember that told me they couldn't access it. And so I'll contact them once I have this problem solved and say, please try it again. Because, in this day and age of, very short attention spans, and I'm guilty of this, if something doesn't come up within a very short period of time, I'm out of there, folks. What? I can't access your podcast? Hey, get out of here, you podcast lover. You podcaster whose podcast is, you inaccessible podcaster. So I should have some more news for people who are interested in hearing that kind of news. So I found, my friend Jenny told me about a Korean barbecue place in my neighborhood that delivers. And I just love Korean food, and I haven't been to Koreatown in a while. It's kind of over the hill from my house. I haven't been on that side of the hill lately. She told me about this place, and she said it was decent. She said, don't expect it to be as good as Koreatown, but it's, it'll work. And I looked up on Yelp, and there's some good reviews. There was one that wasn't very favorable, but I figured, hey, it's worth a shot. And, I looked them up, and I ordered from them. I got it, and it was good. The only thing is, it's just afterwards, I guess these, maybe Koreans, and I think Thai too, maybe Chinese, I'm not sure. I love that kind of food, but there's this aftertaste of sugar. And I think they put, sugar in their food. And particularly on this Korean thing, I had a little bit of an aftertaste, which was fine because this weekend I was messing around a little bit with sugar anyway. So I was like, yo, doesn't matter. I got ice cream and I got a freaking some other stuff, so bring on the sugar. But I got to be careful. I got to be diligent because if I start eating too much sugar, man, it goes. I go cray. I go cray. Okay, that sugar is cray. For those of you that don't understand that, that means crazy. But one thing that was interesting about this Korean place is that they also sell sushi. All right, Koreans make sushi. I guess some Koreans have sushi. I don't know. I think we always think sushi is Japanese. And then they also have burritos. I guess in an attempt to market into the neighborhood they're situated in. But it just, I don't know. You know what? You have to be all things to all people. I have to go to the hospital, to get my other hip fixed, and I'm going next month. I'm going to go in the hospital where they're going to give me the best care possible. It's not really necessary for them to also have amazing dance teams performing for my entertainment pleasure. Although that wouldn't be bad. And hospitals with actual built-in entertainment, actually, that might work. I take that back. Actually, with comedy being, when they're finding that humor is a healing tool, it could one day be where comedians would actually go into hospitals or be piped in through the TVs or whatever way it would work to get people going and laughing. Although most comedians aren't funny. But that's my opinion. Because I'm a comedian and I'm an elitist, snobbist. You know, they say that most, there's always this controversy about women comedians aren't funny. It's not women. There's funny women comedians. I say most comedians, doesn't matter what gender, aren't funny. There, I said it. Okay? I don't care what anybody says. I said it. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. So I am going into the hospital and, you know, I've just been through this about 6 months or so ago, but, you know, I have these instructions, typewritten instructions that they gave me last time, and I didn't even look at them until recently, because I got it like a month ago, and I figured, all right, so I pretty much knew everything I had to do, but there was one thing in there that wasn't there last time, and I've got to, in addition to having to donate blood for myself, they want a unit or a pint of blood in case I need it, okay, fine, I'll do it. But they also want me to give a sample. It's called a type and match, or a match and cross, or a cross to bear, or have a bear claw. No, it's something to do with matching the type of, I guess they want to know the type, your blood type, and matching, I don't know. But I didn't do it last time. I know I didn't go to this specific department. And so, you know, I was doing a little investigation. So I was trying to find out, why can't I do this when I just donate the blood, the one pint? And I called in a donation lady. Said, no, you can't do it. You got to go to the other department. And I called the other department. I go, why can't I just go with my doctor and do my physical before the surgery? No, you can't. You got to do it right here because we do it the only one way we do it, and there's no other way. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then so I was making an appointment for the donation. And the lady I was talking to, she said, well, I was telling her, like, I didn't have to do this match thing. I'm a little confused. Before, she goes, oh, let me look into this. And she looked me up, and she said, oh, she said, on the day of your surgery, they did a rush job. Well, doesn't that make me feel just warm and fuzzy? Well, they brought me in that day and go, oh, my God, we don't know what blood type he is. Quick, match him. I said, I don't remember that happening. She said, well, you're probably out. So they probably pretty good rush job, because the whole surgery took like 45 minutes. So, you know, not a big deal, but I have to go in like in a little less than 2 weeks to do that. You know, I am having my surgery in a little less than 6 weeks, and I will keep you all posted with my comedic take on the whole thing. I was at Whole Foods the other day. I should have mentioned this before, in my Whole Foods hunk. And I was talking to a couple of young kids that work there, really nice kids. And, you know, we're talking about, I was remarking about that the people that work for Whole Foods generally the employees seem pretty happy. Like the company must treat them well. My go-to market, the people are nice, but you can tell they're not happy. And the company isn't treating them well, I believe. I think that they feel more like they're not regarded. But here at Whole Foods, it seems like they feel regarded and they're paid, you know, accordingly. And I asked this one kid, I said, well, are you guys union? And he paused, went, no. I go, whoa, dude. You shouldn't have, when I ask you if you're a union, that isn't one of those questions where you actually have to kind of like do research. That's like you're either in a union, unless you're an actor and you belong to SAG, Screen Actors Guild, because that's really not a union. It doesn't get you work. It's a guild. And I don't know. The difference is, I'm not sure, but if it is a union, it's not a very good one, because 99% of the people in the union are not working. But unions can, you know, generally help you get work. I believe in, that's my understanding. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting that this kid, he faltered, he paused, and I called him on it. I called him on the carpet. I said to him, sir, young man, from now on, remember, you are not in the union. Work for the union label. Oh, what else have we got going here, folks? Not too much more. Not too much more. Oh, you know, I want to bring up something. On Facebook, you know, profile pictures. You know, some people never post their own picture. A lot of times, I hate it when people just have that thing that comes with the Facebook where it looks like it's like the outline, almost like a ghost. You know, and then there's the ones where people just, they'll post like a picture of a dolphin. So you never can see what they really look like. But the one that gets me the most, I guess it's like for people that I know, is, like I have one friend, and he's got a little daughter. And she's cute, and he's got her picture on his profile, for his profile picture. But I was thinking about this today, just thinking like, yo, dude, you know what? I'm not friends with your kid. You know, I'm friends with you. Why don't you just put your own face on there, and then put her picture in the other pictures. Why do I gotta, you know, every time if I want to communicate with you, I gotta look at her. Not that I'm against her. I'm not anti. I'm just saying, you know, it's like the people that, you know, you call their phone and they always, they have a pet and they say, they have a cat. Oh, hi, this is Joe. Me and Fluffy can't come to the phone. Well, I'm not calling for Fluffy. And if I was, Fluffy couldn't come to the phone. So, what the heck, you know, so. Am I just not being in the spirit of fun? I don't know. I like to see, you know, pictures of a friend's kids. You know, I think there's too many baby pictures on Facebook. That's because I'm friends with people I don't really know. Some of the babies, I gotta say, like my friend, this goes to Jenny, her freaking baby. I shouldn't say freaking baby. That's not nice. Her baby's beautiful. And, you know, and she doesn't post that many pictures. She seems to know the right amount. She kind of like, you know, posts some. It's not, she doesn't overwhelm you. Where some people just like go, look here, look what I created. Look here. Here's my big accomplishment. Okay, fine. You got a kid. Good for you. Congratulations. Whoop-dee-doo-dee. Do I sense any bitterness in me? I don't think so. Maybe a little bit, but anyway. I don't know. I was going to do one more thing, but I think I'm just going to hold off. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling this last thing. You don't need to know what it is. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to make you guess. I'm going to make you wonder. What was it? What last nugget of comedy gold on this podcast are we not being privy to? Privy. What's that word, privy? Hello? You reached the privies. We're not in right now. Okay. Anyway, thanks again for all those who are listening to my podcast and all those who are not and may or may not. And thank you for just everything you do in life. That's good. You know, if you like this podcast, I don't want to be a pain here. If you like posting it to your friends, do so. Please do. Tweet it out. Whatever, I can use all the help I can get. And that's about it. And so until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.